this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. Passion.
Based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of Joshua P. Warren?
From the land of the sky and to high strangers around the globe, this is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren.
And the world is becoming more and more insane every day. Welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird. For the unusual becomes usual, and we don't just discuss it. We go in the field to investigate. Well, you may be almost tired of seeing all these stories in the news about the Ukraine, but I bet you haven't seen this one yet. Mainstream media has been taking note now of some very odd UFOs there. In the latest case, it was reported by and shown on MSN. The mainstream media is finally reporting these events because the unidentified flying object was seen and filmed over Ukraine by mainstream photographers in the daytime, where tensions are high after the duly elected president was ousted. A giant cigar-shaped craft is seen flying overhead. Others have reported seeing strange pyramid-shaped objects also in flight. What exactly is being seen in the video with the large cigar shape remains a mystery. The only thing that's clear is that, well, this is authentic footage, and these things are big and in flight. And as soon as I read this story, I went to look at this footage myself, and not surprisingly, it had already been ripped from the web. So we're searching for it, and if we can find that footage anywhere, we'll make sure that Mr. Mobius gets it put up at speakingofstrange.com. But so far, the fate of this footage remains a mystery. It seems like often this happens when there is war, when there's violence, when there's turmoil. The UFOs show up for some reason. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Hunt Ghosts, and The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. I'm founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations. My producer and engineer is Mr. Hardwood Forrest Connor. Good evening, Forrest.
Good evening, Joshua. I hope you're enjoying your great weather down there in sunny Boca Raton, which I heard the song you did the other night, which I think I'm going to play it here with some bumper music here in a little bit. But, you know, after all the weather we've had, you know, I thought last week we had a little snowstorm and thought that might have been it for our bad weather. But no, earlier this week, actually late in the week this week, we had that cold snap and the winds were knocking power out everywhere. All I have to say is thank God I've got a Sunshine Simple generator.
Well, you know, thank you for saying that, Forrest, because months ago, I sent a mass email out to everybody who is a subscriber to my free e-newsletter, and I said
All the indications are that this winter is going to be one of the worst in history. The Farmer's Almanac was saying it. A lot of people were predicting it. And I told everybody, this is your heads up. You know, go ahead right now and get a Sunshine Simple solar generator for your home. And all these thousands of people who've been out of power are regretting that they didn't take that advice. But I definitely was able to make the wise decision to brave it out here in the tropics. So, so far, so good. You know, the old commercial, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Well, so I say, well, don't hate me because I spent my winter in the tropics. But you know what? I've done a lot of traveling over the years, and almost 2 years ago, most people know, I went to Romania to visit Transylvania, and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop, you came along as well on that trip, and we did investigations all over the place. Shelley, do you realize that Romania borders Ukraine?
I noticed that the other day when I was looking at the map. And I think we were very fortunate to have gone when we did.
Yeah, because and what's odd about that is that, I mean, if you consider, and we've talked about this before, that Romania was a communist country up till 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're talking about a little over 20 years have they even had, you know, the type of free society that people like us would feel comfortable going to visit. And it is spooky, though, to think that, you know, Ukraine can't be that dramatically different than Romania in many ways. And when we were in Romania, you know, everything seemed very peaceful and everything was fine. And yet when you see the revolt that's happening there in Ukraine, it makes you realize that I guess we were kind of lucky that we got to travel in that region when we did.
Yes. Yeah, we were.
So we have a lot of weird stuff to talk about tonight. I mean, not only do I have a stack of strange news, including some things that I'm very excited to talk about. I have one story we're going to dig into, and boy, I hope this is a legit story, because if so, it's really, really exciting. But this is one of my favorite shows every year, because this is St. Patrick's Day weekend. And that means that people are supposed to go out and party and enjoy themselves and have a good time. And so this time of year, we always pause and we talk a little about one of Shelley Wright's favorite subjects, leprechauns. Because Shelley Wright, yeah, Wright is an Irish name, right, Wright?
Right.
Yeah. So Shelley has an Irish heritage. She has red hair, she's petite, and she loves gold. So we proved on this show that there's something to this leprechaun thing. Isn't that right, Shelley?
Yes, if you say so.
I've never trapped Shelley and demanded three wishes from her, but I am here in Puerto Rico right now. You, Forrest, are in the studio
I'm
with Shelley.
I'm not taking my eyes off of her. I'm going to trap her right now.
You'd better do it. I know, well, a few days ago, there was no power at the radio station. The whole station was running off of the generator there.
Right.
And so that would have been a good time to trap her in there.
It would have been. maybe we should do the show during the weekday, and I could have set the mood lighting in there just right for her. And
I've seen a lot of rainbows around here lately, though, in Puerto Rico. And so I the end of the rainbow almost hit my house here the other day, but not quite.
You know, we were trying to figure out last time if it was leprechaun gold, little gold, or if it was regular-sized gold, the gold coins.
You know, I'm pretty sure that I actually said to you, Shelley, and I'm happy to repeat it, I believe that is the most interesting thing you've ever said.
Fight me!
No, it's an excellent point. It is a profound thing. It's Shelley Wright came up with a real brain teaser there. His leprechaun gold little bell.
Well, does it weigh a troy ounce? Does it weigh a leprechaun troy ounce? I mean, there is
exactly.
We still haven't gotten to the bottom of this mystery. But you're the gold expert, Shelley, so why don't you be thinking about this?
I will be thinking about this. And, you know, I've never seen a leprechaun break a sweat, so I'm guessing they don't actually have to physically lug the gold.
Well, they're magical little guys.
They are. Leprechauns. They are.
So, hour number two, we're going to talk a little bit about leprechauns, in addition to this plethora of other strange things I have to dig into. And, of course, this weekend is the big tattoo expo in Asheville that is produced by our friend J.R. Yarnell. And so get out there, and, you know, it's a great way to celebrate St. Paddy's in Asheville. J.R. recently came on, speaking of strange, to talk about it. And I guess the main thing I'll reiterate is that it doesn't matter if you're into tattoos or not. It's just a fun event, and you'll see some great artwork. So we're coming up soon on a break here, and I just want to go ahead and touch back on something that you mentioned, Forrest. When we return from this break, the bumper music that we're going to play is going to be a song that I wrote. And I'm not sure if we've ever, we probably have done this. We did a lemur concert years ago, and we probably played something I wrote, maybe Glorious Monkeys or something on the air.
I played the Sailor song.
Yeah, something like that. But this is a brand new song. Now, I live here this time of year in Boquerón, Puerto Rico, and it is on the southwestern coast of Puerto Rico, and that's where we have the Bermuda Triangle base, where I do all the research that I report back to you on UFOs and USOs and chupacabras, etc. So I decided that Boquerón needed a song, because this is a big party beach village down here. I mean, on the weekends, the streets are full of people, and it just seemed like the kind of place that deserved a song. So I'm sitting around, and I'm thinking, like, well, what would an interesting song be? What kind of a little story could I tell? So we're going to play that when we come back as our bumper in its entirety. But then after you listen to it, I want to tell you something kind of funny that people have been saying about it after they listened to it. Now, I wrote the lyrics and the music, but what you're going to hear was actually sung and performed by our great friend, our old colleague, who also happens to be a cousin of mine, Mr. Caleb Hanks, and his band, Crazy Tom Banana Pants. And if you've never heard Crazy Tom Banana Pants in person, it's an excellent show. They actually performed at the Krampusnacht in Asheville last year. So that was actually the first time I'd gotten to hear them live. I've heard, you know, Caleb, and he's been performing for, gosh, years and years with all kinds of different bands. So you'll get to enjoy that when we come back. I'll tell you a funny story. I've got some amazing news I'm going to break for you here about the human aura. And, oh, my goodness, this stack is just, it's bigger and bigger. Oh, and, you know, they're finding some severed heads now in Brooklyn. I'll explain more when we return. This is the show that brings you the most amazing, remarkable, extraordinary phenomena and news in the world. Thanks for spending your evening with us. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Speaking of Strange.
sky. The toss and I turn, the more that I learn, nothing's ever gonna be the same. And it's just another night alone. Mojito, mojito. I think I'm gonna find a friend. I think tonight I'm gonna win. I think I'm gonna run for speed. Straight to the midnight sea. It's gonna feel so sweet. Knocking up the top of the key. Music pumping and my life's so cute. I'm thinking that I could live my life this way. The honey's a lover when we got each other. Tomorrow night is just a day away. And it's just another night alone on the road. Mojito, mojito, mojito. I think I'm gonna find a friend. I think tonight I'm gonna win. Just another night alone with your own. Mojito, mojito, mojito. I think I'm gonna find a friend. I think tonight I'm gonna win. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. And, yeah, that was my friend Caleb Hanks and his band Crazy Tom Banana Pants performing the song Boquerón that I wrote the lyrics and music to. I should do a little jingle for the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator, huh, Forrest?
Sure.
Yeah, and especially since everybody is losing power now. By the way, if you go to sunshinesimple.com, you can still get free shipping and handling if you get one right now. That'll save you $150. So let me tell you guys about this song that you just heard. Mobius contacted me a couple days ago, and he says, you know, I've been getting a bunch of messages from people, and they want to know if you're having marital problems. And I said, What are you talking about? Why, you know, no, why would people wonder? And he goes, well, it's because of the song you wrote. I was like, are you serious? Because, you know what? When I was a young man, I wrote a book called The Lonely Amoeba. And the same thing happened. People would come to me and say, oh, you must be lonely. You're the little lonely amoeba, aren't you? And I would say, no, I have an imagination. That's what it means to have an imagination. I'm writing a book right now about murderers. That doesn't mean that I'm murdering people. And I find it so strange that people would actually believe that everything I'm writing is coming from a place of my honest feelings. I'd be very limited, probably, if that were the case. And in fact, you know, I just sat down and I was thinking, like, well, what are words that rhyme with Boquerón? That's the first thing you're thinking. You know, well, eating on a chicken bone in Boquerón. I mean, maybe that's not such a good song. Or talking on the telephone in Boquerón. Probably not so interesting. I hit the word alone, Boquerón, boom. That sounds like there's a little simple story in there. You know, it's that's what romance is all about. People who are going out there to fulfill some unrequited desire. So I told Lauren that, and she thought that was pretty funny. So especially since I actually am kind of the opposite of alone in Boca Raton. In fact, it's hard for me to get a lot of work done and meet deadlines when I'm working on projects. I've had a constant stream of friends and guests flying down here and staying on the island and going on expeditions. And I'm getting invited constantly to do cool things on the island. I'm actually, oddly enough, I'm at the point now where I can't walk through the streets of Boca Raton without having, you know, a dozen people stop and want to talk, because I kind of stand out like a sore thumb down here. And so, there is no real loneliness there, but I think it makes a nice little tune. And, you know, I wasn't really expecting Caleb to take kind of the ska angle with it. Because I think you can do that song in many different ways, but it works. It's very upbeat. It's a nice party song. So I'm glad that it has now been on the radio. And, I've sent it already to Coast to Coast AM. You know, Forrest, they do this thing called Emerging Artists.
Yes.
And they'll play songs, from, you know, upstart bands and people who still have sort of an underground following. And so, who knows? Maybe it'll get played on Coast to Coast AM. So. Send it to everybody you know, and there's a link we'll put at speakingofstrange.com to a little lyrics video. Shelly, you know how big karaoke is down here, right?
Oh, I remember. They love their karaoke.
So we're going to have a karaoke version of this available, and hopefully people will start knowing that down here. You know, when Missy and Ron Hill came down here, Missy Hill... went into a restaurant one night where they were doing karaoke, and she grabbed the microphone and started going at it, and the whole place was roaring with applause. She completely won this group of Puerto Ricans over.
I am not surprised.
This gringo woman, and she was letting it really roll. I mean, I had no idea she was such a talented singer. And then when Linda Kladowski was recently down here, she went out one night by herself and ended up hanging out with Ita. And the next thing I knew, I'm getting pictures of Linda singing karaoke.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so you can come down here and really belt it out if you like. You know what? I still have never sung karaoke.
You haven't?
Really?
In my entire life, never once have I done that. And I've been in many karaoke bars, and I can guarantee you, though, that I can do a better job than many of the people who are doing it. But I've just never felt compelled to get up and do it. One day maybe it'll happen. You sang karaoke in Transylvania, didn't you, Shelley?
I was part of a big group of us who sang karaoke, and we were wonderful, if I do say so myself. Patty sang. Patty is an awesome singer. And we all had the best time ever. We really did. And we brought the house down. We closed the place up.
Oh, I don't know, group. You're all drunk.
Where
How do you know if
drunk?
You guys are good or not? Yeah, well, probably.
That
I'm
drunk.
Sure. Yeah. A group of tourists in Transylvania in a karaoke bar at night. You guys were hammered, I'm sure.
No, we were phenomenal.
I somehow missed that particular event that night. I wonder how that worked out. So, it was fun, and maybe I can write some more songs, and Caleb can perform them if he feels like doing so. I think it'd be cool to get him down here to do a gig. So, So let's talk a little bit about this news story that I find so interesting, and I'll just get the story started, and then we'll have to go to a break. I've always been fascinated by the idea of seeing the human aura. Part of this is because I have always had a natural ability to see the aura to some extent myself. And it's something that I've kind of nurtured and I've grown in over the years. And that's not something that I often talk about because as soon as I do, I have a line of people who want their aura read. And that can be a hairy situation because you know how it goes, Forrest. You've done aura readings plenty of times. And what if you see something bad, right?
Well, that, and like I said, well, for me personally, it gives me a headache a lot of times if I sit there and concentrate on person after person, that I really have to rest up and get rest after when I'm doing this.
Yeah. So, you know, in fact, Forrest was the aura reader on a big cruise that we did for the A&E television network years ago, traveling all around the Caribbean. And, you know, so he can definitely relate. We're going to take this break. I've got some news for you about a new technology related to the human aura. And if this is what it sounds like it may be, this is very exciting. And it might dramatically improve your life and what you can tell about your human body. We'll get into that after this. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. Usual. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Don't forget to go to speakingofstrange.com for a live chat during the show, regular updates on weird news around the world, and links to some very cool stuff like the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours and Ghost Hunts designed by me. You can save 50% on a ghost hunt right now. And also, watch the video at sunshinesimple.com and see how you could save yourself a lot of heartache and headache when the power goes out. You can save yourself $150 in shipping and handling if you go there right now. And we don't know how long we're going to be able to do that. As a matter of fact, we are about to remove our free shipping and handling from the wishing machines. I'll tell you more about that later. Costs are rising. But if you go to joshuapwarren.com, you can watch a little video about the wishing machine radionics box. So now's the time to get those things. So I mentioned the aura news before the break. That's kind of exciting. You see, the idea behind seeing the aura is that, well, you can just look at another person and, for that matter, even an animal or even a plant, any living thing, especially a living thing, and you can, with the right type of natural ability or training, sort of view the person by shifting your attention to the third eye. That's how I look at it. And when you do that, you can gradually begin to see colors that appear around the person you're looking at. In some of the earliest stages, you might just see a slight distortion of light. But the more you do it, the more you can see colors. And people have been trying to capture this on camera for a long time. A lot of people wondered if that was what was happening when you did a Kirlian photograph. Because Kirlian photographs are photographs of objects and things like hands and fingertips that shows a nice big bright corona of light around them. But it's not the same, because to make a Kirlian photograph, you have to electrify the subject with thousands of volts. So, you know, it's not the same as just looking passively and seeing a frequency. And then there were even aura machines that came out, probably something like 15, maybe 20 years ago, that are basically biofeedback type machines, where you still put your hand on a plate. And then essentially it creates an image of you with colors around you, but those colors are put in by taking information from the biofeedback of your hand. So this is still involving physical contact of some kind between the subject and the medium. And now, however, there is a claim that the first true aura camera may have been developed that is a non-contact, completely non-contact and passive camera. Here's what the news story says. A group of Japanese scientists from the University of Tokyo conducted a series of experiments by which they managed to visually capture the aura of a person, thus proving its existence. With the assistance of highly sensitive cameras, the scientists were able to photograph a person's special glow. Notably, the glow appears brightest in the morning and seems to fade in the evening. It is most visible around the face, mouth, cheeks, and neck. Experts believe that this technique could become a new tool for use in the diagnosis and treatment of many diseases. A faint glow around certain parts of the body may indicate a presence of a disease or a disorder. This effect is not using the electrical Kirlian effect, but instead very sensitive photographic detection, and it is a first in the field. And so this is going on to talk more about the differences between this and Kirlian and other systems that I've already explained. But this is very exciting, because I've been looking, and I haven't been able to see what I believe are necessarily legitimate photographs from this effect. It's possible, but I think that, you know, they're in the process of releasing them. I hope that this pans out to be as presented in the story, because it's going to be fascinating to do tests where we take people like myself or Forrest or other people who can see auras, and we have them look at a person and say, okay, here's what I'm seeing, and then we compare that to what the camera is capturing. And we've actually done a variety of aura-oriented tests over the years in Lemur. You remember some of those experiments, right, Forrest?
With our friend Casey.
That's right. Casey has always been probably our most talented aura seer. And we have done experiments where we would put up a blinder and we would have someone stand on the opposite side of the blinder from Casey, and he could tell us the position the person was standing in by seeing that person's aura extend over the top of the blinder. Additionally, we even did some tests comparing what he was able to see with the other type of so-called aura camera that uses biofeedback, and we found that even though the technique is very different, he still was able to see pretty much 100% of the time the same colors that were coming out on the aura camera. So there's something to be said for that as well. But that's very exciting, and I hope that continues to provide some fruitful results. Here's a story from Brooklyn's Prospect Park. Severed goat head found there again. Yes, again. They say on Monday morning in New York City's Prospect Park, a man was meandering along a wooded trail when his Boston Terrier, Leo, sniffed out the still-preserved head. Quote, at first I thought it was a frozen squirrel or kitten, and then I saw the tag and horns and realized what it was. I would describe my reaction as unsettled, end quote. Apparently, this goat head had a tag on its ear bearing the number 93. Nobody's sure what that means. But they say this marks the second time a goat head has been found in the park. 4 years ago, Similar situation, a goat head also found by a man and his dog just 2 days after the carcass had been discovered elsewhere in the park. So what's going on here? Most people believe it has something to do with Santeria. They say decapitated goats have popped up in various locations over the years and are generally assumed to be part of Santeria rituals. Animal sacrifice often commemorates life events like birth, marriage, and death. And while it is constitutional for practitioners of Santeria to sacrifice animals, the law requires remains to be properly discarded, which does not mean flinging them on the ground for discovery by area children chasing soccer balls or couples posing for wedding photos. An unnamed employee at the park said that along with goat heads, dead animals, including chickens and dogs, have been dumped in the area. You know, I find this interesting, especially because, you know, there is a great deal of Santeria practice that takes place primarily in secrecy around here in Puerto Rico. And I often will go to a cave in a town called Louisa, which is well known for this sort of thing, and find various remains of what I presume to be animals. And in fact, right now at my Asheville Mystery Museum, we have a rib bone that I found at the Cueva Maria de la Cruz, and I believe that it is the rib of a goat. So goats are indeed frequently used for this kind of thing. And I wonder, you know, obviously, in most cases, these are animals that people can eat anyway. People eat goats. People eat chickens. Obviously, in our culture, we don't eat dogs. So the idea that an animal being killed is not necessarily so shocking. But the question I have is, how do they sacrifice them exactly? I mean, I don't know. Do they kill them quickly? Do they torture the animal? I'm really not sure what they do. And that's something, I guess, that, you know, we could look into. But, you know, it's pretty odd. Next story from Eugene, Oregon. A woman, 36, and a man, 32, were arrested Monday night after allegedly using moonshine to set a pizza restaurant on fire. Employees of World Pies in Eugene, Oregon, said the two were drunk and were in the restaurant for the whole night prior to the 10 p.m. closing time. Workers eventually got the pair out and locked up the restaurant, but the people didn't go quietly. They were banging on the door so hard things inside the restaurant fell off the walls and to the ground. And at one point, the couple allegedly smashed through a window, and that's when the man grabbed a curtain, made a wick out of it, and used it to light a bottle of homemade moonshine on fire. They thought he was going to just blow the whole place up. Fortunately, fire department officials came, and or firemen came, and they put out the fire in time. And the people, of course, have been arrested, and they're facing all kinds of criminal charges. But the staff at the pizza place, World Pies, has kept a great sense of humor about the situation. In fact, they are now offering the community their new invention, the flamethrower pizza. We're going to take a break. When we come back, another interesting story about fires, and this one involves an animal, as well as, well, something that happened to some folks when they bought some tainted meat from Walmart. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here. They only come a town about twice a year. They buy 100 pounds of yeast and a copper line.
Night. Has turned into lights flashing out of the bright.
here in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange first hour, hour number one. There are two more hours to go. Next hour, we're going to talk about leprechauns, since it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, as well as more weird news. And then, of course, the final hour of the show will be the dark 30 hour, as usual, when we get to the more outrageous and controversial stuff. And I, thanks to producer Forrest, was indeed, during the break, able to watch, finally, this Ukraine UFO footage that I mentioned earlier this hour. And, man, it is so weird. It really is. I mean, they say it's a cigar shape, and it is, but it's kind of like a long, thin cigar. And the thing is just moving through the air. It looks like it's traveling horizontally from the right side of the screen to the left side, rather slowly, with a rather steady trajectory. And you're looking at this thing, and there are blow-ups of it, and there's just no way that you can make sense of what this is, aeronautically speaking. So go to speakingofstrange.com, and you should be able to see this footage. Now, remember, people are yanking this off of the Internet, so if you go there, and by the time you get there, it's been yanked off, you'll know what's happening. But it's really, really weird.
I'd say it's more of a cigarette shape than a cigar shape.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, it's like it's a big, long cigarette. Well, here is an interesting story from London. Fire officials there were perplexed for a bit when they found a house on fire. They got the nine residents out, but they couldn't figure out what had caused the fire until finally they realized it seemed to have started in a pigeon nest. And that's when they realized that this was clearly created because a pigeon had apparently retrieved a lit cigarette butt and dropped it in the nest. And according to the fire officials, this sort of thing is not that uncommon. They say that from time to time, birds toting cigarette butts have started fires. It's even been observed. A blaze last year was started when a pigeon dropped a smoldering cigarette down a chimney. And they warn people to be sure to put their cigarettes out because this is really a big problem during nesting season. And if you're kind of careless about throwing your cigarette down in an area where you feel like, oh, well, you know, it's going to go out. I don't have to spend time making sure it's out. It doesn't enter your mind that a bird might swoop down and pick that thing off and drop it. And pick it up and take it off and drop it somewhere else. So now you know that. Be mindful of it. And, you know, there have recently been quite a few fires here in Puerto Rico, just out in the middle of nowhere on the side of the road. And I was wondering at first if these were controlled burns or if this is part of the season around here when it's been dry. And I was told that it's a little bit of both, but apparently Puerto Rico is positioned on the Earth so that it gets very, very direct cosmic rays. That's why the Arecibo satellite is here, for one thing. And so you get very direct penetrating rays from the sun all day long. And often, if somebody throws a beer bottle or something like that off on the side of the road, that beer bottle can act like a magnifying glass and can start fires that way. So there are all these odd little ways that things can start when you toss things on the ground, you know, when a fire could start. So just keep that in mind. Let's see. Before we hit our break, I'll see if I can squeeze this in. It is from Tampa, Florida. Authorities say a Florida woman who was 9 months pregnant and her family became ill after eating meat tainted with LSD. Tampa police say doctors induced labor and the woman had a healthy baby boy. The entire family was eventually released from the hospital in good condition. But Tampa police say the family of four ate the tainted meat and quickly fell ill. The Hillsborough County Medical Examiner's Office reported the meat had been contaminated with the hallucinogenic drug LSD. Members of the family saw dragons and horrible creatures in their homes and called 911 seeking help. Realizing something was badly wrong, police say the bottom round steak was purchased from a Walmart there in Tampa. The store has turned over all its meat to police for testing. And right now they're trying to figure out how in the world LSD may have gotten into Walmart meat. What a weird thing that is. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk leprechauns and other weird, weird news, including some more animal-oriented stuff that's happening in the weird world. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual, keeping you company tonight. This is Speaking of Strange. Oh, baby.